much I wanna do. Wanna be hackers, code crackers, slackers. Waste some time with all the chat room yackers. 9 to 5, chilling at Hewlett Packard, working at a desk with a gun.
Welcome to a brand new show we're starting on Lyman.net called Tangent Line.
This is a little different than your average computer show.
Yeah, that's really going to be my goal here, and that's kind of why I gave it the name Tangent Line, because it's going to be kind of an offshoot of the regular show, and we're just going to deal with some different topics, have a little fun.
Awesome, awesome.
Now, as you can probably tell already, we've got a couple special guests in the studio with us today. Guys, why don't you introduce yourself?
I am Kevin Rose.
And I'm here with Double D, of course.
What's up?
Let me say, first of all, guys, thank you for coming. I'm really glad we were able to work this out. I'm a huge fan of both of you, and I just love your brand new hacking show on the internet, the Posen, is that what it's called?
It's really good. Check it out.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Everybody ought to check it out.
First thing, right off the bat, can I speak with your manager?
Well, that's going to be kind of a problem. I don't really have a manager. I mean, you could talk to my wife if you want when she gets back, but anyway, let's talk a little bit about that message board of yours. How many members do you have now?
About 3,000.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. You must have a lot of really good hackers on there, huh?
About 15.
Oh, hey, you got to start somewhere, right? Now, I knew you guys lived together, but you guys are pretty close, huh?
I'm right outside of San Francisco.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's just kind of a silly stereotype. I didn't figure anything. I mean, Brett Larson's from San Francisco, too, right? But back to the board, that message board of yours, didn't you used to run another one that one of my admins was working on? Who was that?
The CD. Ramsey is awesome.
That's right. Cold Drink used to be on your board. Wow, he's done a great job for me. I just really kind of cut him loose, and once he had some control over things, he really has done a great job for me. Now, speaking of my site, have you gotten a chance to read any of the articles we've got up and all that content that we're going after?
We're talking social engineering.
Oh, well, if we're talking social engineering, you must be talking about Israel and those articles he wrote, huh?
He's really the master at this kind of stuff.
Yeah, I've got to agree with you there. He's pretty impressive. But I understand you're quite the social engineer yourself, and I've heard a little bit about this trick you've got where you can get a free pizza and all that. Why don't you tell me how that works? You order the pizza, you get the pizza, and then what happens?
I'm going to make a complaint about the pizza and ask for a new one.
That's it? That sounds like something somebody would pull at the service desk at Walmart or something. Where'd you pick up that load of crap?
That's mine, I think.
Well, you know, that figures, because it sucks. A lot. But, you know, in the interest of fairness here, I'd like to describe my own little social engineering trick, and it involves pizza too, but it's going to be more on the side of the person who owns the pizza shop, how they can get a free pizza. So let me tell you about that, my little social engineering trick here. I can do it too. See, what happens is the pizza owner, the manager, or whoever, decides, hey, I want a free pizza. So you know what he does? It's a little trick I like to call a write-off, where all he does is pretends that some idiot wannabe hacker came in there and tried to steal a pizza from him and say, hey, it's a business loss. I'm going to write it off. So what do you think of that? That's my idea of social engineering.
Yeah, it's yours, but it sucks.
Well, I guess you would know. You are the elite one, right?
You elite too.
Yeah, thanks. That means a whole lot, Kevin. I appreciate that. But while we got some time, why don't we go ahead Well, why don't you tell us about what's going to be on the next episode of The Posen?
Check it out.
Okay, what?
Check it out.
Yes, go ahead.
Check this one out here.
Okay, I'm checking it out. What?
Check this out.
All right, I'm checking it out. What?
Let's check it out.
I'm trying. Check what out?
Definitely check it out.
Could we wrap this up today, Kevin?
Definitely check it out. Something worth checking out. I just said that twice.
Actually, I think it's more like 7 or 8. Why don't you just spit it out so we can finish this?
I'm getting drunk.
Well, at least you'll be able to keep production costs down, huh? How many sips do you think it'll take you this time?
4 or 5.
Wow.
I don't understand.
Well, I think Danny's trying to tell us that he can't really hold his liquor. But you know what? We all knew that. We saw the show. Well, before we wrap things up here, I'd like to plug a couple other sites. First of all, got my buddies over there at mxpacket.net, and that's packet spelled with a 3 instead of an E. You know, a little leet thing there, but that's all right. And then I've also gotten to be buddies with Seth over at theshady.org, and they're just getting things started there, but they're off to a good start, getting ready to debut their new site, and I'll be writing some articles there. So what do you think of those sites?
Go to their website.
Yeah, definitely. Go to their website. If you find anything you like and you just happen to run a national television show, feel free to pawn off their ideas as your own original ones. It really seems to work pretty well. Well, it looks like we're just about out of time here. Let me thank my guests, first of all, Kevin Rose. Thank you for coming to the show. And then also, partner in semi-crime, or however you describe it, Dan, Fufu, Double D, whatever you're called. Why do they call you Double D anyway?
You see this little gap right here?
Okay, that's pretty gross, but anyway, thanks for being on the show, guys. Everybody who's listening to this, I really appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time to download this, especially those poor souls that are still on dial-up. I'm not among you anymore, thank goodness. But thanks again for listening. I'll see you on the boards. Take care. Posted me too, like some brain dead AOL. I should do the world a favor and cap you like old Yella. You're just about as useless as JPEGs to Helen Keller.